In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the Gospel of this blessed Sunday, we see the meeting between the Lord and one of the lawyers in Israel, and the man asked him a question about what should I do in order to inherit the kingdom? What should I do in order to live? So the Lord answered him, and he said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart." Loving the Lord actually is not a command, meaning you cannot love anyone because this is an instruction, you have to love. But actually we love God because of His attributes, because what He has done to us and He is doing with us every day, because of His kindness, because He purchased us with His blood. We have many reasons actually that make us to love the Lord and abide to His commandments. But unfortunately we see that there are many factors that come between us and the love of God. And sometimes we struggle with the idea that I don't feel that I love God as I ought to do. Then why? The question is why? There is no one as kind as Him. No one was as close to us at all times like Him. No friend was attentive to our needs like Him. Then why we cannot love Him as we ought to love Him? There are certain factors. Let us go and mention them and see how these factors actually hinder us from loving the Lord. The first factor is sometimes we are holding unreasonable expectations. These unreasonable expectations, like for example, that we will lead a suffering-free life. If God loves us, then we should not suffer. And that's why in our hearts and our minds we question if God loves us or not. Every problem, sometimes in the expectation of some of us, we will never have any problems. Whenever there is a situation, God miraculously will solve it. All hurricanes will go to Louisiana or Florida. They will never approach the Houston. This is something that's unreasonable to think that we can lead a life with no suffering, no pain whatsoever. For many reasons. One of them is actually suffering is part of the process of our salvation. St. Paul was speaking in the book of Acts, saying to the people that with many tribulations we should inherit the kingdom. Suffering and pain is part of our way in order to learn and to come close to Him. This pressure that sometimes we go through is very essential for all of us to develop our characters and develop our spiritual personality. But here we sometimes assume that because we suffer, then God does not love us. It is unreasonable also to think that we might lead a suffering free life because God did not spare suffering from His only begotten Son. If it was needed that He Himself will come in the flesh and endure suffering in order to save us, He did not spare His only begotten Son to go through this hard time. He did not spare His mother, Saint Mary, from going through all of these tribulations throughout her life. She did not lead a life of luxury and everything was easy. No, this was not the case. Actually, throughout all of her life, she was suffering. It is also unreasonable to think that we might have a suffering-free life because God never, never promised us so. He never said that if you follow me, then everything will go well with you. You will never have any pain whatsoever in your life. But on the contrary, He said that in the world you will have tribulations. So this unreasonable expectation make us sometimes to doubt and question, does God really loves us? Another unreasonable expectation is when we think that God is there to serve our desires. God in the mind of some of us is like the genie of Aladdin. Just we say a few words before Him, and then God come and say, "What do you want me to do for you?" But this is not the case. We are dealing with the Father. And because He is a Father, because He is wise, then He can hinder things from us. He can keep things away from us, even if we ask them with passion. But if He thinks, if He believes, if He knows actually, that these things are going to hurt us, He will never grant it to us. Thinking of God as a person who would just grant wishes is something that will never make us to know whom God is, will never allow us to love Him as we ought to do. So the first reason why we do not love God is sometimes we are holding in the back of our minds unreasonable expectation. Another factor is that sometimes we are turning a blind eye and a deaf ear to what He does and says. We may be very much attentive to each other, what the people around us are doing or saying, but when it comes to God, sometimes we do not see Him at all. He is there, He is working in our lives every day, and we cannot see Him whatsoever. That's why the Lord spoke about the people His generation is saying about them, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of these people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Because the heart is dull, then the Lord is not seen. All of His goodness is not perceived. All what He is doing day to day in our lives is not appreciated. That's why if we do not see what He is doing, how can we react with love towards Him? This is another factor that we cannot see Him. Unfortunately, we are turning a blind eye and a deaf ear to all of His goodness. Another reason that hinders us from loving God is being overwhelmed with various distractions in our current life. It's said that whoever is away from sight, away from heart. This is sometimes the case. Our senses are so much taken with many distractions. That's why when we stand in prayer, it's very hard for us to focus even in one sentence. We say it while we mean it. St. John said this to us, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." How many hours we spend just looking and watching things that may be not harmful in itself, but meanwhile, not edifying. How many hours, for example, our kids are spending before the games? I'm not saying that this is something wrong, but at the end of the day, all of these distractions every day make us very hard to focus. Whenever we stand in prayer, what happened at that time? Everything bob up before our eyes, before our minds. And at that time, trying to gather our thoughts is as if like we are chasing the wind. There is no way, we cannot make it. And then we say we pray and we cannot feel comforted. The Agbaya doesn't make any sense for me. Reading the Bible doesn't make me any good. The problem is we are so much overwhelmed. Many distractions are taking our senses away from Him. That's why it's so much recommended by the fathers that we have sometimes as a retreat. Well, I can close the door on myself and shut the doors of my senses in order to be able to focus, in order to communicate with this one who loves me more than I love myself. I cannot see, I cannot feel Him while I'm so much taken. My ears, my eyes, and everything is taken away from me. I have no control over my senses whatsoever. Another reason that hinders us from loving God is being more taken by the worries of the world than the trust in Him. God communicated this to us many times. Trust in me. I am taking care of you. Don't worry about tomorrow. How many of us believe this and live with it? On the contrary, we assume and we feel and we believe, even if we don't say this out loud, that we are the people who are responsible to grant and secure tomorrow and make it better for our children. Yes, we have a role, you have a part to do, but meanwhile, He is the one who is taking care of you. This kind of distraction, being so much worried about tomorrow, makes us to fall into the category of the land that was full of thorns. In the parable of the sower, the Lord spoke about four kinds of lands, of grounds. So He said about the third one, "Now he who received the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful." We are living just in a blender from Monday to Friday. We go through what we have, and then at that time, There is no time, there is no effort, there is no heart that I can give it to anyone. I'm just overtaken with these worries, and I feel like if I stop going into this machine, everything will break apart around me. Believe me, this is not the case. The world will continue. Everything will go fine. Give yourself a break in order to be able to communicate with God, who wants you to see Him and trust in Him and feel that you are not by yourself in this world. Another reason that hinders us from loving God is that sometimes we focus on the practice, not the relationship. Yes, we come to the church, but usually we come in order to check that I came to the church. We stand sometimes in prayers focused in just completing my part. We read the Bible in order that whenever I am asked by Abuna or by my dad or mom, did you read the Bible? And say, yes, I read it. Did I understand anything? No. Did I communicate with God while I'm practicing what I'm doing? No. When I fasted, did I fast in order to be closer to God by controlling the flesh? No. I just changed the food and kept on grumbling on what I'm eating. That's why the Lord spoke to the people of Israel at the time of Isaiah the prophet and said to them, hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. He called the people rulers of Sodom because they were living in profanity. And he said to them, give ear to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me? To what purpose? Why are you doing this? When we practice what we are doing, our spiritual practices, without understanding, we end up into no relationship. And then we accuse the practice of being unfruitful, unnecessary. But this is not the case. It is when we practice without understanding, when we are offering the sacrifice of our lips without our hearts backing the words that we say. This is how it will end up. That yes, we go to the church, we are praying, we are reading the Bible, but our lives are the same. There is no change. I don't feel God whatsoever. I have to be very much careful that while I am doing what I am doing, I do it for a purpose, and I do it with an attention that I come to the church to communicate with God, not to meet with friends. I read the Igbeya and pray in order to be able to talk with God, who is waiting for me to communicate with Him, not just to check a mark in my spiritual notebook. Another reason that hinders us from loving God is that sometimes we have limited knowledge about God. And also we are limiting God to our understanding. We think that God is like us. He is as weak as us. He cannot love beyond what we understand about what love is. That's why we think of Him as what makes God different than anyone else. We limit God in our understanding and make Him in our image. And then that's why actually we don't love Him. Because sometimes even we don't love ourselves. This is a problem. God in our mind is like a man who deals with us like we deal with each other. That's why it is very hard for us to understand Him and love Him. He is above and beyond all what we can know or understand. Even till this moment, we did not know Him yet. And we will never be able to be frank with you until we see Him and meet with Him. At that time, we will comprehend His love that makes Him to endure what He endured in order to save us. Let me ask all of you a question and let us meditate upon this one. Why did God create us? What did He benefit from creating man and enduring all of these troubles with us? Nothing. He just did this because He has love and He wanted to pour it on the humans. God did not benefit anything. Those people who said that God created man to worship Him, I'm sorry, this is not the case. God is not lacking any worship, that He makes these very, how do you say it, weak creatures in order to worship Him. God created us because He loves us, because He wants to pour His love on us. Look at St. Paul speaking to the Romans and kept on debating with them the issue of how God is going to save the Jews and the Gentiles. At the end of the 11th chapter to the Romans, he came to this conclusion. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways, vast finding out how unsearchable his judgments. Sometimes we get lost trying to find meaning to things. Why did the hurricane hit us? Why did this happen? Why? I didn't do anything bad. Why this happened to me? And we keep on thinking, trying to limit God to our understanding, trying to make things to make sense, even by forcing it. Believe me, it is a good answer to come and say, actually, I don't know why, I don't have explanation, but I trust one simple fact, God is wise and He loves me. That's it, and that's enough. Maybe our children, when they are very young in age, they do not understand all what we do for them. Maybe they do not appreciate it. But why we still request them to love us? Because we sincerely love them. And they love us even if they don't understand what we are doing for them. Why we cannot accept this fact? That maybe we'll never be able to know. Maybe our knowledge will never make us feel comfortable for a certain explanation of things. But it is enough to believe that God is wise and He is loving. And that's it. We trust ourselves in His hand. Again, it's not a command to love God. It is just a reaction ought towards the Almighty, who has given to us everything, who made us to exist out of nothing. He gave us the blessing of being called in His name, who saved us from death and corruption. It is how we should be reacting to Him. But let us go and review if any of these reasons are still existing between us and loving Him. Maybe you are holding unreasonable expectation. Maybe you are turning a blind eye and a deaf ear towards what He is doing and saying. Maybe you are overwhelmed with various distractions. Maybe we don't love Him enough because we are more taken by the worries of the world than the trust in Him. Maybe you are focusing on the practice, not the relationship. Maybe you have limited knowledge of Him and we are limiting Him to our understanding. Unless we will be able to clear the way, take all of these obstacles away, we will never be able to love Him as we ought to do. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.